Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Thanks to nature, a late-night fire didn't totally destroy the town of Merlin in 1915. It came close. The fire started around midnight when someone decided to make coffee on a stove with a bad flue in the kitchen of an unoccupied rooming house. The blaze quickly spread both north and south, sparking the summer dry wood of the general merchandise store, the Mason Building, the post office, and a blacksmith shop before leaping across the street to the Southern Pacific Depot. Merlin was without firefighting equipment, but the first fall rain helped limit the fire spread. Merlin residents came out to help the general store owner rescue most of his merchandise and to save everything at the post office. A resident fleeing his house grabbed a few books from his library and his typewriter before running from the flames. The Southern Pacific Building and railroad records and telegraph were lost. The next day, the daily Rogue River Courier estimated damages at $20,000. Undefeated by the fire, Southern Pacific set up a boxcar for a depot the next day and wired it for telegraph service. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Demscher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.